Okay, guys, how you doing?
Great. How'd you come out injury-wise?
A little bumped up. Crabtree tweaked his ankle a little bit. Tandy with an ankle. Trying to think. He's been doing a lot of stuff. Yeah, John, you know, he's going to be sore. But the nice thing is we have a little bit of a break here before we play again. So we get everybody feeling better. You know, hopefully Deshaun will be feeling better come next week. And maybe even Doug, we'll see.
Did Mike Williams aggravate that hamstring?
You know, I think it's kind of always aggravated. You know, he has a condition. It's just a matter of can he play with it.
Defense has kept the team in the game the first 3 weeks of the season. The last three gave up 31 points each time. What have you seen there, the differences, and how can it get back to where it was?
Well, the first, you know, the two previous games, it was about balls going over our head. It was deep pass plays. Last night was about loss of leverage on a scrambling quarterback. You know, we had three sacks, and we missed six other opportunities to sack the quarterback. And we just need to keep the proper leverage. Now, granted, we're not going to make all six of those because he's an incredible athlete. He's going to make someone miss. But it sure helps when we approach it from the proper leverage, you know, because you're forcing him back into other folks. So that, I think, was the biggest breakdown on defense last night.
Dakota Watson injured his shoulder last night?
It's another one, yes. Don't know what the prognosis is there. Got to wait and see.
Coach, there's been a lot of talk outside of the organization about whether you've lost the locker room or not. What makes you think? Do you think you've lost the locker room? Do you still think you have these players' hearts and souls? They're paying attention to you? Are they following everything you need them to follow? Are you getting out of them what you need to get out of them to win football games?
A lot of questions there. I'll kind of break it up. Have I lost the locker room? No. Are they listening? Yes. Are we getting everything we need out of them? Well, obviously not, because we're 0-7, right? So there's different levels to that question, but ultimately we have good guys in that locker room. We got 61 guys in that locker room that I believe in, and I really strongly feel they believe in me. Does belief get tested when you have an 0-7 record? Absolutely. I'm sure it gets tested both ways, right, when someone misses a play. But at the end of the day, I know these guys are busting their guts to do it. Why we make a mistake, you know, I always look first at myself. Somehow we didn't communicate it clearly enough, whether it's the importance of it or the urgency that it has to be done or the technique to do it. I always look, because I'm a coach, I always look at the coaching first. And, you know, I think when I was a player, I always looked at the player first. So I think that's, when you have good people, that's how they approach it. When you have guys that aren't, then maybe they look elsewhere. You know, but I think, you know, the people that we have in our locker room, and the people we have upstairs in the coaches' offices, they're all looking inward right now to figure out how we can get this thing going in the right direction. And there's a lot of football left. You know, we got 9 games remaining, and we'll take each one at a time. And this one coming up is going to be Seattle here.
How do you address morale?
Don't stick your head in the sand that, you know, we've had a stretch of losses. In the same token, this is what we do, you know, and you get up in the morning and you go and try to do everything you can to get a win on the next Sunday. And, you know, I think we have the right people in that locker room to do that.
Even though you have thick skin, do you have any concerns that there's so much discussion about your job or your future that becomes a distraction at all to your team? But, you know, they're just, it's just increased. Is that a problem outside of your own personal space?
I hope not. I mean, look, football players at this level are very intelligent. They understand the business. I mean, look at the coaching changes in the league, right? Half the team or more is different. So it's not just the coaches who change. When the coaching change occurs, the players change. And I think we all realize that it's a performance-based business. Players and coaches, we're paid to win. That's what it's about. The fans, we owe it to the fans, our city, our community, to win. That's what we're paid to do. So when you don't win, there's consequence, no doubt. We need to get our wins. I said it the other day, we'll get our share of wins. I believe we will. As many as, You know, right now there's only nine left, right? So it's not as many as you'd want, but we got to get our share, and we got to do that starting this week. I know I said that before this game, and we certainly didn't get it. So that's frustrating to our fans. I don't stand up here and, you know, sometimes I think people say, well, he just keeps going and going and going. Well, you know, the other thing is you could just crawl up and say, I can't do it. I don't believe that. I believe we can do it. I do understand the fans' frustration. I have some say in how to fix it. Our players have some say. The fans don't. All the fans can do is watch and take what's out there. And lately it hasn't been good enough. So I understand their frustration totally, and we just got to give them a better product, and that's what it's about.
Greg, you said a couple weeks ago about sort of a balance as a coach between when things aren't going well, sticking to your core principles, at the same time you don't want to be ultra stubborn about it. Talk a little bit about that fine line, and with the 0-7 start, are you starting to think about tweaking some things or approaching some things differently?
Yeah, I am. Sure. You sit back and you say, okay, I think the biggest thing is you look at what are you doing well? Because, you know, there's a lot of games that early on we believe we should have won. What did we do well to put us in a position to win? What did we do in these last three games where it wasn't as tight a game, or at least this last one? Take what you do well, build on it. Things you're not doing well, either cut them out because you just can't do them this year, or how are you going to fix them? How are you going to make them better? That's what we have to do a good job of this weekend. And then when we get our players back on Monday, you know, how are we gonna approach that? That's our job as coaches. And as I've always said, you know, always since I've been here, it's usually not just one thing, right? It's accumulation of a lot of different little things. You play a game that 11 people have to fit perfectly, and that's hard to do, right? Very rarely does 11 players do exactly what they're supposed to do. So, you know, that's our goal. That's what we strive for on every play. Some plays that, you know, if you look at them and you're running this defense or you're running this play and, you know, five of the 11 are getting it right over and over and over again, well, then maybe it's the play, you know, or maybe it's the way we're coaching it. Maybe we got to change it. So this will be another opportunity to really self-examine and, again, try to get it right. And, you know, we've had some opportunities to do that, and I think we've made some right decisions that made us better. We got to make more. I think we have to look at exactly what Mike is capable, because Mike can do a lot of things, Mike Glennon, and make sure that we're playing to his strengths in every way, because, you know, it's two games in a row now without interception. He's operating, I think, you know, at the end of the game we threw the ball every down. I mean, that, take that out and just look at the plays before that. You know, he's efficient. He's doing what we ask him to do. When you know you're going to get that, now you got to build around that.
Even if you take away this game with the 51 attempts, even in games where he, you know, was in mm-hmm. lower scoring games, he still has averaged, you know, quite a number of passes. And I'm not suggesting he's not playing all, like he's the reason you're losing, but – is that an awful lot to put on your quarterback that's in his third, fourth, fifth game? Or is he just so capable of it that that's your best chance?
Well, I do have faith in him. I don't want to back away from that, so that's part of it. But even the Atlanta game, I mean, we were down. We had to come back, yeah. Right? So the two of the three, so far, you know, the last three, two of the three, we were down. You know, the one we had 86 plays, so we got a good number of runs as well as the multiple, you know, the high number of passes.
Flummoxed at all by the fact that it seems like every week it's something different. I mean, it was penalties last week, then last night you got a center that can't snap the ball, you know, 5 yards into the hands of his quarterback, and that cost you 2 third downs. You drop passes again. I mean, you're sometimes like, what's next?
No, because you don't have time to, you know, right? Like, afterwards you maybe look back, you know, you're sitting down having a soda and say, whew, you know. But that's what makes it a game. You know, again, I said it, it's hard. You got 11 guys all have to do their job. Coaches have to get it right. There's a lot of moving parts. And good teams, those moving parts kind of just flow. And teams that are struggling, they kind of bump into each other a little bit. We need to smooth it out a little bit more. Shine it up and be more efficient. But you're right, there were some, when you look at it, there were some road bumps that, you know, you usually don't have to see.
Couple more. Carolina.
They I don't know. I mean, they beat us pretty good last night. Like I said last night, we got licked. You know, I thought we cut down on the penalties. We didn't turn the ball over, and they beat us 31-13. So we made our share of mistakes, but my hat's off to Carolina. They played well against us. That's all I can judge.
Is that an example of a coach and an organization that was struggling and that stuck to its principles and had good players and eventually came out the other side?
Well, I don't know. It's what are they in 7 games as well, right? They're 4-3, so you know, it's a long season. You let it all unfold, but you know, Ron's a good coach, and like you said, they have good players, and they're playing well now. They're on a little bit of a roll. You know, we've been there too, been on a little bit of a roll, and so we'll see. It's a long season. We gotta worry about the Bucks.
You had a chance to help put together this team personnel-wise as well, mm-hmm. and going into the season or for whatever. I mean, I know the quarterback's a big deal as far as changing it goes, but is the talent on this team better than the 0-7 record? You are what you are in this league. I get that. But, I mean, what do you make of the talent versus the production right now in terms of, like, are we looking at one of the worst teams in the NFL here talent-wise? Or?
Well, I think you said you are what your record is. You know, that's the old saying in pro football, right? No, we're not, you know, again, if you look at the games, we truly believe that we should have won. You know, so that, in my mind, that's where we are. Now, there's some games that, you know, last night we got licked. Now, if we do, you know, you could sit there as a coach and say, well, if we contain this guy and we do this, yeah, well, we didn't. They did, we didn't. So that's there's other games you say, well, come on. I mean, that shouldn't be. But it was. So at the end of the day, we're 0-7. That's who we are. You are what your record is. Do I think we are more talented than that? Absolutely. All right. Do we need to do a better job, all of us, coaching and playing? Without a doubt, because that's, you know, that's our job. Our job is to win, and we owe it to this community, and that's what we're going to set out to do, and we're going to keep grinding until we get it. Thanks, guys.